This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. As Wisconsinites prepare for the increased premium costs with the expiration of the Affordable Care Act tax credits, aging and disability resource centers across the state are seeing a spike in calls for help from the older population. Linda Strzok is the director of the Eau Claire Aging and Disability Resource Center. She says the uptick is common whenever significant changes are made to public health benefits.
Anytime there's a major change when it comes to public benefits, especially our benefit specialists, they receive phone calls because people are panicking. They're getting notices. Oh my God. So we work more closely with that, medical assistance population, Badger Care population, food share population on connecting them to benefits.
With open enrollment season underway, older residents are starting to receive notices about changes to their health care coverage. Tracy Fisher is a manager at the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Dunn County and says they're working to help people surprised by those changes in the marketplace navigate their new reality.
So I think people are realizing that their reality could be very different next year in terms of if they're going to be able to afford coverage at all, and if so, if they are going to afford coverage, what other changes they're going to have to make in their budgets in order to continue to afford to pay for that.
According to data previously released by Governor Tony Evers and the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance, some could see their premiums double or even triple over the coming months without the ACA tax credits at the center of the debate during the federal government shutdown. That data shows a 60-year-old couple on a Badger Care Silver plan in Eau Claire County could see their premiums jump by over $32,000 per year. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation have announced $14 million in federal grant funding to expand the state's electric vehicle charging infrastructure. According to a press release, the grant funding through the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program will go towards the installation of electric vehicle charging stations at 26 locations across the state. The first round of funding through the program was announced in May of 2024, and the first of the charging stations to receive funding later opened in Chippewa Falls, Menominee, and Ashland. Department of Transportation officials say expanding electric vehicle infrastructure is crucial for both Wisconsin residents who drive the vehicles and tourists traveling through the state. Funding through the program has been tenuous over the last year, leading to Wisconsin joining a multi-state lawsuit seeking to stop the Trump administration from blocking the distribution of over $60 million for electric vehicle infrastructure projects. A federal judge ordered that funding be released in June, making this $14 million investment possible. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has announced it will reduce its proposed fee increases for livestock markets, dealers, and truckers. The agency had proposed significant increases set to go into effect in July of 2027, leading to strong pushback from workers in the state's agricultural industry. The increases included a jump in the license fee for the animal market Class A category from $420 to over $7,400. The registration fee for truckers moving livestock also would have increased from about $60 to nearly $400. Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection officials initially argued that the increases were necessary due to a decrease in federal funding. They also said the fees haven't increased since 2009. After receiving hundreds of public comments on the increases, agency officials now say they'll release a reduced fee increase outline in the coming days and that they plan to seek additional state funding to reduce the agency's reliance on the industry fees. The city of Eau Claire is warning residents that the Green Waste Facility on Jeffers Road will close for the season this weekend. The Green Waste Facility offers residents a place to dispose of things like brush, grass clippings, and leaves with either a season pass or a pay-as-you-go fee. City officials say the site will officially close for the season on Saturday, but residents who still need to dispose of their green waste will be able to do so on Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. or on Saturday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. The site typically reopens each year in April. Wisconsin emergency management officials are reminding residents that this week is Winter Weather Awareness Week in the state. Officials are reminding residents to take steps to prepare themselves for winter weather and use trusted local sources or the National Weather Service to keep track of things like dangerously cold temperatures or inclement weather. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, there were 96 cold-related deaths and around 400 hospitalizations due to cold-related illnesses recorded in the state last winter. The Menominee Market Food Co-op is inviting residents to its annual Holiday Hoopla event in the coming weeks. According to a press release, the event will be held on Saturday, December 6th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the organization's Menominee store location. The event will feature free pictures with Santa and free holiday activities for kids, as well as discounts on local products and some free samples from local businesses. More information on the event can be found on the Menominee Market Food Co-op website. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is warning residents to be on the lookout for scams during the holiday shopping season. A common scam that pops up around this time of year involves scammers creating fake websites or social media ads featuring popular toys that may be out of stock in stores. While parents may be excited to find that toy, it either never arrives or they receive a cheap counterfeit of it. Agency officials are reminding parents to only make purchases from reputable stores and websites and be wary of offers that seem too good to be true. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Giannis with an injury. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo had to leave last night's game in the first half after apparently suffering a groin injury. The Bucks went on to lose 118-106 to the Cavaliers. Head coach Doc Rivers asked, how bad did Giannis look in the locker room?
Didn't look great, I can tell you that.
He'll now undergo an MRI. College hoops, the Badgers with a win over Southern Illinois at Edwardsville, 94-69. Wisconsin now ranked 23rd. NFL, Packers running back Josh Jacobs suffering a contusion to his left knee against the Giants, but Matt LaFleur says he's confident in running backs Emmanuel Wilson and Chris Brooks, especially when it comes to pass protection.
That's one thing you can always count on, Chris Brooks, man. That guy is going to do his job. I know he only had the one carry, but I thought he did a nice job on that carry as well, just hitting the hole with some authority. And then Emmanuel, both those guys, you know, if called upon, I have confidence that they're going to get the job done.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We are going to have some snow this morning. We could get an inch or two of accumulation, maybe even a little more in some spots by the time it winds down later today, and then some gradual clearing by late this afternoon. A high today in the mid to upper 30s. Tonight, partly cloudy, into the low to mid 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.